Well, the theme for this week, way above average temperatures and overnight and early morning fog. We started the process yesterday. Of course, the low clouds and fog that lasted until about midday kept temperatures in check somewhat, though we still reached the upper 60s by late afternoon. Today will be even warmer. It won't take as long for us to break out into sunshine, so we reached the low to mid 70s this afternoon. More late night and early morning fog tonight, and then tomorrow temperatures reach the mid to upper 70s, and we'll flirt with 80 degrees for the end of the work week on Thursday and Friday. Very warm end to the week with temperatures some 10 to 12 degrees above average. But the next cold front will come a-knocking, so to speak, by late in the day on Friday. It'll be accompanied by some cloud cover and an isolated shower or two, but it does not look to be a major rainmaker for the local area. But what it will do is drop the temperatures noticeably just in time for the weekend, wouldn't you know it. Winds will come in off the cool Atlantic out of the northeast and will be quite gusty, so it'll be especially uncomfortable at the beaches this weekend. And temperatures will drop into the 60s for highs, both Saturday and Sunday, a little bit below average and much chillier than what we're going to see over the next few days. And of course, that change will be a particularly abrupt at the beaches, where it'll be windy and that wind right off the cool Atlantic and plenty of cloud cover as well. And by Sunday, we may also see a few showers developing in this pattern. So warm temperatures the next several days, only to turn much cooler and quite windy by the time we get to Saturday. With our weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.